Hey there, you're listening to Naptime Theology, and today we are discussing the very practical topic, but very fun topic of wardrobes and clothing, and more specifically, how us Christian moms can prioritize building a capsule wardrobe that will save time, help you look cute, and help us better steward our time and resources. Hey there, you're listening to Naptime Theology with Deborah Gandy, learning about the God of the Bible while our children sleep, because theology is for every mom, and it's nap time. Well, today on Naptime Theology, it's going to be a very practical episode. So before I begin, I just want to say that I've sometimes struggled with the practical side of being a wife and mother. Not struggled to actually do it and get things done. I think I've always been able to do that, but I've always found more value in studying the Bible and knowing more about God. And then that means I've found those things more important to post about or write about for my blog. And of course, those things are valuable. Studying the Bible and knowing more about God is very valuable. But I think in my head, I sometimes separate the mundane things like organizing a closet, what we're talking about today, from those things like studying your Bible. And it makes me think that the mundane things don't bring as much glory to God. Sometimes I don't see all of my work as a wife and mom as a way to give glory to God. They're just things that I have to do and get them done. But that's not really biblical, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:31 that we are to do all things to the glory of God. That means even our mundane tasks at home are to be done for His glory. We also read of the Proverbs 31 woman in the Bible, who is an example of wisdom in general, but also an example of wifely and motherly duties. She had many, many mundane and normal mom duties that she did each and every day. It talks about her even dealing with clothing, like we're talking about today. So her example shows us that those things are important things to do well for your family, and that they are done for God's glory. I do love bonding with other women about practical things in our lives and our homes. I have learned so much from other women about how to run a home well. But I think I don't always make the connection to having those things glorify God each day. I think sometimes it's just the stark juxtaposition between like scrubbing a dirty floor and reading a 16th century commentary on the book of the Bible. It's like the mundane to the majestic, and that's sometimes a big jump to make. But I'm really trying to focus more on God's glory in every moment of my life. So even the small mundane ones, if you're having a good attitude while you're doing them and you're serving your family while you're doing them, that is for God's glory. And that gives Him glory. Even if it feels like a small task, it can give Him glory. So for this episode today, I pray that you can see how a mundane practical thing like organizing your closet brings glory to God, because it helps you be a better steward of your time. And it frees up more time to serve others during your day. And I think being organized and planning well is a way to glorify God directly, because He is an organized and well-planned God, and you reflect His character when you have an organized and well-planned life. And just in your closet today is just a small aspect of that. So anyway, I just wanted to say that I hope I encourage you in that today, that if you're a mom listening, the mundane tasks that we do bring glory to God, and they are important, and they are not things to get out of the way before we can bring glory to God. They themselves bring glory to Him, and doing them as a servant is what pleases Him. So let's get to capsule wardrobes. I know you've probably been there just like me sometimes, where you're looking in your closet, you're not sure what to wear, maybe you try on something, it doesn't feel right, but nothing is working, and you end up thinking, I have nothing to wear in my closet. Well, I have definitely felt this way, and when I knew I was going to move here to Oxford, I finally decided to do something about it. I created a capsule wardrobe for myself, and spoiler alert, I think it works really well, and I'll probably never not have a capsule wardrobe. So what is a capsule wardrobe? It's a collection of clothes and accessories that includes only items that are considered essential. These wardrobes actually first appeared in the United States in like the 1940s as a way to purchase your entire wardrobe at once from a company. And they were advertised then as a small collection of garments designed to be worn together, which would like harmonize in color and fit. And I saw an advertisement that noted the whole wardrobe could fit into one suitcase. So that's kind of clever. But most capsule wardrobes are only meant to last for one season or around 3 months. Then you will need to shift items depending on the weather where you live. I've personally seen capsule wardrobes become more popular in the last couple of years, I think, as the minimalist movement has gained popularity because it's just less clothing that people have in their closets. So some capsule wardrobes have as few as 30 items in total, and some grow to 60 or 100. It really just depends on you, the creator of the wardrobe, and how many pieces of clothing you want. Now, why would I choose to do a capsule wardrobe? Well, for me personally, the biggest reason that I made one was because I knew I would be moving to a new country and I needed to downsize all of our belongings, which included my clothing. But in general, creating a capsule wardrobe for yourself will really save you a lot of time, I think. As busy moms, we don't have a lot of time in general, especially not to ourselves, to get ready in the morning. And simplifying your wardrobe can provide a few extra minutes in the day. Another reason to create a capsule wardrobe is to just keep your items to a minimum. Now, I'm not saying I fully subscribe to like total minimalism. I think you can take it too far and we should enjoy the things that God gives us. But in this category of clothing, I think it is very, very easy to have so many clothes that you don't know what to do with them. And as Christians, we're supposed to be good stewards of all things that we have, even our clothing. And I think that creating a minimal closet is one way to steward my clothing well. In the long run, I will end up being more intentional about each item of clothing I purchase and wear. And speaking of purchasing, another reason to create a capsule wardrobe is so that you can save money. You may find that investing in like the more solid everyday wear pieces costs money up front, but you'll be wearing them a lot in the capsule wardrobe, so it makes sense in the long run. I would say that you should be careful with what you purchase and make sure it is quality. And if you're able to shop around at thrift stores or charity shops, as they're called here in England, you can save even more money on your minimal closet. So I first created a winter capsule wardrobe when I moved to Oxford because it was January when we moved. I didn't really sit down and make a summer capsule wardrobe after that because I think, honestly, I was just still adjusting to life here. And even in the spring and summer, it felt quite cold. So I wore a lot of my winter items during June, July, and August. But now this year that I'm more acclimatized, I have definitely benefited from having a summer capsule wardrobe, and I don't think I will ever go without a capsule wardrobe ever again, to be honest. Using a capsule wardrobe means that all of your clothing pieces will match and be in the same color palette, and that makes it very simple to get dressed every day, and even if you're going out, it makes it very simple. It also takes the guessing out of getting dressed because I've already taken the time at the beginning when I bought the piece to make sure that they go together and match. And on a more personal note, I think that having a capsule wardrobe has made me a better steward of my clothing. Now, instead of having clothing in my closet that I don't use or becomes lost or is just in the back that I never wear, I wear all of my clothing items and I use them all. And now that I have clothes that I like to wear, I find myself taking better care of them so that they will last longer. I'm also not constantly looking for items to wear, so I don't spend a lot of money on clothing all the time. I think these are all things that have really helped me honor the Lord and be a better steward of my clothing and not waste time and money and resources on this area of my life. And more so, when we're stewarding our clothing well, it will take us less time in the morning. So it doesn't only help us steward our clothing well, but it also helps us steward our time. So utilizing a capsule wardrobe has really helped me and totally taken away the anxiety that can sometimes surround getting dressed in the mornings. And I think it can do the same for you. If you're feeling like you have too many clothes and you want to downsize, or maybe you know you spend too much on clothing and you want to stop buying more, or if you want to be a better steward of your clothing and your time, like me, a capsule wardrobe may be your answer. And you may think that I'm recommending getting rid of all of the clothes you own and buying new ones. Definitely not. I am not a big fan of just dumping everything out and buying a whole new one. I am a big fan of used clothes and keeping the clothes that you already own. You may have to whittle down your closet in this process, as you'll see, especially if you only want to have 30 pieces or less. But I think There's a good way to keep the clothes you love and work them into your capsule wardrobe, which I will explain. So, how do you create a capsule wardrobe? I will walk you through the steps that I took and share what I've learned. I got a lot of my information from my mom, actually, who has done capsule wardrobes for a while. And she sent me a website from this lady called Janice called the Vivian Files. I will link to it on my blog. But that website has so many options for capsule wardrobes and even more detailed instructions than what I'll share today. If you want to go and check it out, I'll have the link to it on my blog. But just a word of warning about that website. There are tons of examples for capsule wardrobes, and it can be really, really helpful, but it can also be a little overwhelming if you're trying to do one for the first time. So I would say, like, look for inspiration, but don't look forever because, yeah, it can just be way too much. And they're really beautiful and it's kind of addicting to look through them. So just be careful with that. But the first step in creating a capsule wardrobe is choosing your color palette. You need a palette of colors that will look good on you and that you like and that you're drawn to and that you will be okay wearing for 3 months, because this is how long your capsule wardrobe should last. So when I made mine, that was a little overwhelming for me because I just was not sure what colors I would like. And I didn't want to just choose random colors. So there are lots of ways you can choose colors for your palette, for your capsule wardrobe. You just need to think of having a few neutral colors and a few accent colors. And I've seen capsule wardrobes that have more neutral colors or more accent colors, or have like an accent color as a neutral color. So there's a lot of flexibility here. The easiest way I found to find your color palette is to just use your own clothes. So you kind of already have a color palette in the clothes in your closet. You just have to find it. So pull out all of your clothes and then sort them by color. And then look at the colors you have the most items in. And that could possibly be your color palette that you already own. It's actually pretty likely that you own a lot of similar colors. We just tend to do that. And those are the colors that you were probably naturally drawn to. And so those colors would probably be good to have in your color palette because you seem to already like them. And your color palette, just to clarify, should not be like a rainbow. There should be some neutral colors and some accent colors. I went for 2 neutral colors and 2 to 3 accent colors in mine. So that was actually the method I used when I first made my own color palette for my capsule wardrobe. I pulled out all of my clothes and sorted them by color out of my bed. I had a lot of colors in my closet, but there were 5 that I had the most pieces overall: navy blue, cream, gray, blush pink, and turquoise. So that was my palette. See how easy that was? These are the colors that I'm naturally drawn to and ones that I already owned in my closet. So it was a win-win situation for me because then I knew which colors I liked for my palette, but I also didn't have to purchase as many clothes because I already owned those ones. Now, if using your own clothing doesn't work for you, maybe you've pulled it all out and nothing really comes to the top, or you don't have a lot in certain colors, then maybe take a look at that website and find a color palette that you like and try to copy it. You might also just have like 1 or 2 pieces, maybe a dress or skirt that you really, really love. Those could be your inspiration for your entire capsule wardrobe palette. You could also just look at the tones of your complexion and your hair to help you pick your color palette. There's really a lot of flexibility here, so don't feel like you have to stay to a certain one. And keep in mind that your capsule wardrobe is not going to be what you wear forever. Depending on where you live, it should only last for a few months because it needs to change with the seasons. So if you pick a palette and then realize you don't like it as much as you thought, you can change it after a couple months when you prepare for the next season. So while there's a lot of flexibility in how you choose your palette and which colors you choose, there should not be any flexibility in this next step, which is emptying your closet. Now, this may be the hardest part of creating a capsule wardrobe, but it's really important. You have to get rid of all the clothes that are not in your color palette. That may sound like a lot of clothes, but if you use the method I did where you chose your palette from the clothes you already had, you shouldn't be getting rid of too many clothes. When I made my capsule wardrobe, the rule of getting rid of all of the ones that are not in my palette actually made it really easy. I was not trying to remember when I wore clothes last or how much I liked items. It was just, if it's in my color palette, it stays. If it's not in my color palette, it goes. And I do suggest that you donate any clothing that you get rid of, or even better, sell it online. There are websites like Poshmark or Vinted here in England where you can sell your used clothes and maybe even use that money to get new items for your wardrobe. I will say it was just a tiny bit difficult to get rid of everything that was not in my palette. Like, I had this one black dress that I really, really liked, but my neutral color for my palette is navy blue, so I had to get rid of it. But now that I've had my capsule wardrobe for a while, I think it is definitely worth it because you want all of the items to match. And you don't want to keep a one-off item that doesn't match because you most likely won't wear it. The whole point of the wardrobe, the capsule wardrobe, is that they all match and it's very easy to get ready every day because you don't have to think about what matches and what doesn't. If you didn't find a lot of clothes in your closet to already make up your palette, then maybe hold on to clothes that aren't in your palette just so you have things to wear while you're trying to find ones for your capsule wardrobe that will fit into your palette. Okay, so once you have purged your closet and removed the items that don't fit in your capsule wardrobe, it's time to put more clothes in to finish up your capsule wardrobe. This step actually can be very flexible. You just need to think of how many garments you would like, maybe 30. I usually go for 30. Some people do 60, some people do 100. You can really be very flexible. And it also doesn't have to be a round number. It could be like 27, and that's fine. But maybe you already have like pairs of jeans that you love. Keep those in your palette. Maybe you want to focus on getting some tops to go with the jeans. Maybe you have plenty of tops in what you've saved for your palette. Then look for neutral trousers or a skirt that will match a lot of them. If your closet is full of dresses that fit your palette, then find a sweater that can go over the top, or a cardigan, or maybe leggings to go underneath, something like that. Maybe you just need like one or two more tops and you would have a whole capsule wardrobe. Then that would be e an easy fix. So, like, count everything up and see how much you have and go from there. I feel like I can't give you very specific instructions without actually seeing your closet, but when you look at the clothes that you've laid out, just see if you have around 30, because that usually makes enough outfits for 3 months for the season. And that's where I would also say go back to that website and see the capsule wardrobes that she's put together for an idea of pieces to buy or like how many pieces you want in your capsule wardrobe. Be sure to keep in mind what activities you do on a regular basis when you're buying new pieces of clothing or choosing your wardrobe. Yeah, like if you have to go to work or if you are just home all day, those kind of things matter. I have both, or no, I have my winter capsule wardrobe from last year on my blog, and you can take a look at that one for inspiration if you would like. It's at naptimetheologian.com. I will also have my summer capsule wardrobe listed at the end of this episode and on my blog if you want to see pictures. And just a side note, if you do decide on a number like 30, you don't have to count workout clothes or undergarments in that number, just like the outer clothes that you wear. So trousers, skirts, dresses, tops, and shirts, and jackets, and sweaters, and shoes, those kind of things. So if you're not sure where to purchase clothing for your wardrobe, I would actually suggest getting it all secondhand. I did this with both of mine that I've made so far, and it's actually really fun to like have a list of specific things and go to the thrift store or the charity shop, as they're called here, and see if you can find them. Many times I've found like exactly what I needed when I was at the store, and it was exactly what was on my list. If you need something more specific, you can still get it used. I would just use maybe Poshmark, the Poshmark app, to find something specific because you can search on there. Or in England, there's one called Vinted, which is Vinted, that you could also search on there for something more specific that you're looking for your capsule wardrobe. And using as many of your own clothes as possible and shopping secondhand will really make building your capsule wardrobe affordable. It won't be like going out to buy a whole new wardrobe. So once you've chosen your color palette and decided how many items you want, and you've filled them in and found them by purchasing them secondhand or online or whatever, you are pretty much done. And then All that you have left to do is try out your capsule wardrobe. Just go for a couple of weeks without buying any clothing and only wear your capsule wardrobe pieces. Not only will it give you a chance to see if your hard work is working, but it will also solidify your wardrobe as you go. You'll find out exactly what you're missing and want to add to further complete your wardrobe. When I did this, I didn't have enough tops in my wardrobe and I had too many jeans and trousers. So I wore it for a couple of weeks and found that I was running out of tops in laundry. So it was super easy to then know, okay, I just need to get a few more tops and get rid of, a pair of jeans or something so that I can still keep to my number of 30. And it also, when you try it out, it gives you a chance to change your mind if you decide there's something that's not good. And you can take the time to look for quality pieces that you like and enjoy wearing often. I actually think I'm have the mindset more of you're just constantly trying out your capsule wardrobe. Like, I don't change the colors for it, but sometimes I will be at the store or at the thrift store or something and find something that works color-wise with my palette and then know that I want to try it out and I'll get it. But then I'll just swap it out for something that was already in my closet and still keep the same number and same amount of clothing, but change maybe one thing or two things. Not a lot of things, like one or two. I try not to buy more than that. So anyway, when you finish those two steps, the first steps, just try it out and see how it works for you and if you like it and if you're okay with having everything match and having not as many choices for the 3 months that you'll be wearing your capsule wardrobe. I know you can tell that I really like capsule wardrobes, but it's really just made my life as like a busy mom and homemaker much easier, and I want the same thing for you. So I hope that you give it a try. I'll just end this episode by describing my current capsule wardrobe. I have kept pretty much the same color palette that I mentioned earlier when I moved. That's the one I chose when I moved here, except I changed the neutral color of cream to pure white. I was just finding that for summer things, I couldn't find as many cream colored things. And I also think, honestly, the cream color is not a good color for my skin. It kind of washes out my face. And it's not often paired with navy blue, which navy blue is my other neutral color. So I've been able to find clothes much more easily with white as a neutral instead of cream. So my current palette for my summer wardrobe, capsule wardrobe, which you can see on my website, naptimetheologian.com, the current palette is navy blue and white as the neutrals, then turquoise and blush pink as the accents. I have kind of just stopped wearing gray. I don't really like that color too much, but yeah, anyway, it's just not in my wardrobe anymore. I found that I really like navy blue and white, so that's mostly what I own, and then there are just a few of the accent colors, the pink and the turquoise. So the pictures of my wardrobe, like I said, are on my blog. But my current capsule wardrobe consists of 9 tops, which is one of those is a long sleeve one, and then 4 outerwear pieces, a cardigan, a jean jacket, a pullover sweatshirt, and a rain jacket, which is definitely essential in England, 2 pairs of jeans, a light wash color and a dark wash color, 1 pair of dress pants or trousers, 2 skirts, two, not two dresses, 6 dresses, 1 jumpsuit, 1 pair of tennis shoes, 1 pair of ankle boots, 1 pair of brown flats, and 1 pair of wellies or rain boots, which are also essential here. And that brings my capsule wardrobe total to 29 items. My goal is usually to keep it under 30, so I have currently done that. I did find almost all of my pieces for my wardrobe at thrift stores here in Oxford. I did buy like one or two tops brand new, but they are just more like a V-neck t-shirt top, so they weren't that expensive anyway. And everything else was either found at a thrift store or was still in my wardrobe from the winter time. The weather here in the summer is not as warm as California, so I do still wear a few things that I also wore in the winter time. Especially dresses, I think, are easy to go through many seasons because you can warm them up with like a pair of leggings underneath. And I wear my navy blue cardigan with almost every single item in my closet. So this time around, when I made my capsule wardrobe compared to my winter one, I've noticed that I was definitely more confident about having patterns in it, which you can see from the photos on my blog. The first time I did my winter wardrobe, the pieces were all pretty much solid colors with like a few stripes. So I think that the confidence comes with time. When you're being really careful about the palette at first, it can be a little overwhelming. And so just having solid colors was a lot easier for me. But yeah, this time around, I've been able to do a lot more patterns, and that's been really fun. You can definitely just start with the solid colors, though, if you feel overwhelmed, and then just build up from there. Well, I think I better end it here. There's only so much you can talk through about capsule wardrobes on a podcast. You can head over to my blog at naptimetheologian.com to see the pictures of my current capsule wardrobe and my winter one. I'll have it linked there as well if you're interested. If you have any questions, or you just, I hope you really enjoyed this episode and you like talking about the closets and things, I'm happy to help you in your capsule wardrobe endeavors. Just let me know through my blog. I personally love the camaraderie and fellowship that we women can have over practical things like building a wardrobe. And I think it's lots of fun to share fashion tips and inspiration together. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing about my experience today, about the tool that works for me, which is having a capsule wardrobe. Give it a try and let me know how it goes. Thanks for listening to Naptime Theology today.